So we are holding in this Shmoneh Esrei, and we saw that the point of the Shmoneh Esrei Rosh Hashanah is that the Bira Olam should be interested in you, because this is the question whether he is interested in you, and that's the maimed you are expressing, that maimed in your Shmoneh Esrei. And that's why in the Shmoneh Esrei you say there is no mentioning in that sense from your own tzrochim, but not because you don't speak about your own tzrochim, because you speak about your own tzrochim, and you speak about them the way you speak about them Rosh Hashanah. Because the moment the Bira Olam is interested in you, that's what we spoke last time, he will for sure give you your parnosa, but only when you ask for it. So for sure, you have to ask in the middle of the year for your parnosa. For sure, even though it was nikva Rosh Hashanah. But the kviyas on Rosh Hashanah is a way of Rosh Hashanah. That means the Bira Olam is interested in you, which that interest in you is including everything of your life. Yeah? And maybe then you have the yoimoy, you have to daven, the way the Rishon had to daven the yoimoy. Yeah? But this is the point, that when we think that Rosh Hashanah, that everything is there from the whole year, we think that Rosh Hashanah is a big V. I went through Rosh Hashanah, right? So I get a big V. Very good person, you know, big V. And this big V has 365 parts in it, you know. This year is an evil year, it's a little bit more, has more parts in it. And then every single day you eat another part of that V, till it becomes Erev Rosh Hashanah again, and then you ate the last one. So what do you do now? Ah, Baruch Hashem. But Bira Olam gives you another Hizdanut, you can have another Rosh Hashanah, and you create another big V that throughout the year you eat that up. Tachoshev kacha. No. It's not that it's a big V. It's not that you are a good boy, Rosh Hashanah. It's, in Rosh Hashanah, you create, it's a Yetzirah, you create something. You create this interest in the Bira Olam, from the Bira Olam within you. And when that interest is there, when that interest is there, then from that you live throughout the whole year. Good? Fine. So now we go further on. We had the Shmoneh Esrei, we went through Oleinu Shabeach, at the first bracha, I think we are at the end of the first bracha, that's right? More or less the end of the first bracha. Malchus, we understand, he spoke to the Bira Olam and told him, we appreciate your business. That's right? Malchus. That's your business. I appreciate that. Now, you have to understand, when we go through a Shmoneh Esrei, Befrat Shmoneh Esrei, Rosh Hashanah, this is like walking through a world. Shmoneh Esrei, Rosh Hashanah is not a question, are we good or are we bad at that moment. It's like we walk through a whole Chavaya. It's a whole experience, that's Shmoneh Esrei. But we have to experience it right. But when we experience that Shmoneh Esrei in the right way, this creates what it has to create. Yeah? Because it is not the point that you are mevakish something, you put forward your request or things like this. If you experience this malchus, zichroinus, and shefos, that's what you experience. So that takes time. And you have to be relaxed enough, you have to be good, relaxed. Relaxed doesn't mean that you don't think and you're not, but you're not nervous, we'll speak about that. Not the point. But you're relating to the thing, relating to this message, to this unbelievable, powerful message, when you want, this unbelievable, powerful thing, which is called Musaf Rosh Hashanah. So when you relate to that, you have to make a little bit hafsoka once in a while. You go through the Malchus, and you end, HaMelech HaKolos, Mekadesh Yisrael V'yom Esikon, Ato Zuch HaMaisi Olam, that's wrong. And because you have to make hafsoka. You have to go like this, you have to go, Malchus, I appreciate the sugya, I appreciate that the Bira Olam is the Melech, I appreciate that. I think about that, I try to identify with it. I come to an end, and it says, Melech al kol ha'aretz, that means that's the Malchus, HaKadosh Yisrael v'yom hazikaron, that is the Kedushas Hashem together with that, the way we say it. And then you have to make hafsoka, then you make a like this. And then you begin. That's what you start Rosh Yom Zikon. Because the Zichroinus, that's scary. Yeah, that's scary. That's now another, it's another scenery altogether. What is the scenery? What is this Zichroinus? Yeah?
So the Shechinah goes like that. We are going further on with the same sugya, Rabbi Yisai. We're going further on with the same inyan. The Beroilam has to be interested in us. But now don't make a mistake. The Beroilam is interested in something in you which is clean. The Beroilam will not be interested in something in you which is full with dirt. He will not. That is the point of the Zichronis. The Zichronis, the Beroilam looks for one nekude. Yeah? He looks for one nekude in your life, for one nekude in your personality, which this one nekude will be a thing which he can say, because of this nekude, I am interested in that person. That's what he looks for. That's what we say, but this is a tremendous scary thing, because this is not clear that in the eyes of the Beroilam there is such a thing in my life. That's not clear. Because whenever I live only for my own sake, you know, and to be Barabim, someone says, look, I'm a Rosh Hashivo, I am a Chabur Edmir Rosh Hashivo, whatever you have, you know, and then I'm for the Rabbim, I'm fine. There are people, or a lot of people, I don't know what to say, the most of the people, but a lot of people, they put that upside down itself, you know. Now I have the Chabur in Mir Yeshiva because of my Steigen. Then there is really nothing to be interested in you, you know. You turn even the Tzibur, you turn upside down, you know. I give to the Tzibur because of my covet. You know what Argosha it is to sit here? It's not to be Argosha. But you know, Harav, you know, Rebbe, you know, this is the best. The Americans, they know how to do that. They make me nervous, you know. Rebbe was a racist. There was one that's called Rosh Hashiva, and I thought he spoke about the Yeshiva, and then he said Rosh Hashiva, and I thought, which Rosh Hashiva thinks, till I chabt, after 5 sentences, means me. Then I told him, actually, it's I am you, you know, otherwise I won't understand you, you know. But it's a good feeling, you can't say it. It's a good feeling. So you turn over the whole tzibur, chach for you, and then the Berlin says, I'm not interested in you, you know. Yeah? To be interested in a person that will find something which is clean and worthwhile to be interested in, this is terrible. But now, that's what is on Rosh Hashanah, what the Rabbeinu Chananel says. Rabbeinu Chananel says that the din on Rosh Hashanah is not at what you did. Im zach v'yosher yiso lei ne'emar, ele im zach v'yosher ato achshov. That you can look it up in Rabbeinu Chananel, it brings the Yerushalmi. That's what the Yerushalmi says. It's not the question whether you were righteous, it's a question whether you are now. Yeah? So now, but this is a very difficult thing. I know that Rabbi Yochanan for a long time, and they always thought the din of Rosh Hashanah is not on the past, only it's on the present. And then I think the din is on the present what? What does it mean? It is how much you are shayich to Malchus Shomayim. That's right, that's the din. That's what I thought. I said it already, also. But then it doesn't really go with the Shmon Esra. I wasn't honest, you know, it doesn't go. Because say, and then, yeah, and all these schiras, and then I have to be zoicha me for what? But I was a good boy beforehand, in the Malchus. I said the Malchus already, you know? And now I say, and then, But it means that I was a good boy just beforehand. It doesn't go. Zichrinus doesn't mean whether you're shy. It means whether you're shy Malchus Shomayim, but see. It means whether the Beroilam finds a point in you which is worthwhile to invest in. And that's what we say with Noyach. When you speak about Noyach, he says, Vegam, es Noyach, Vavirach es Meir Mabul, Vavirach es Meir Mabul, Zuchartu, Vavirach es Meir Mabul, Alkein Zichrinu Bolo Vonech, Hashem Alkein, Laharbi Zaru, Kafir Stebel, Vetzeetzov, Kechol Hayom. So when you over here think, is that a Chinese, Japanese, you know, Filipino, you know, Schwarzes, Weißes, Gele, Grine, you know, all these, you know. And when you think about these, I don't think that you think the right thing. That's not the message over here. The message over here is like this. The whole world, kaput. But the Boilon found one person, one in that whole world, which it was worthwhile to invest in. He's called Noyach. One person. One, Lumas, the whole world is nothing.
But he found one, Lomas, the whole world. And the whole world was worthless. Just patch. Nothing to invest, nothing to be interested in. Just, you just marble, you know. But now, from this one person, the whole mankind was created. You see? So now you, in your life, you always have such a noyach. You also have such one. A noyach. Which is one thing in your life. Which all the rest, all the rest is gone. But tedalacha, when you will have one point in your life and the Boreh Olam will be interested in, your whole life will be built. Like by Noach. That's the Hergish. You see, for one guy came out the whole world. And this zikaron, this seeing, that one point in a whole reality which is destructible, but one point is enough to build this whole reality back. For me, it's the same thing. But what has it to be? It has to be a thing which the Boreh Olam is able to say, I am interested. And now comes this maimed in Rosh Hashanah, which you look at your maisim, or the Boreh Olam looks at your maisim, and now that's the Rabbeinu Hananel. He's not judging the maisim according to a measure stick, whether they were good or not. Whether you get schar on it or not. The kalas v'chamures, the tzitkes and the non-tzitkes on Rosh Hashanah is not imzach v'yosho yiso, imzach v'yosho ato, achshov. But what means achshov? Achshov means whether you have one point of tzitkes, which in the eyes of the Boreh Olam, it is worthwhile to invest in it. Do you have one of them? When you have one point like this, you go through. You go through, and the Boreh Olam will say, I will invest with that guy. I am interested in him. I'm interested in the whole person. Because like by Noach, the interest in one thing was creating a whole world. I'm interested in the person. But this is not easy. This is scary. You know? It's not that you say, oh, no, I'm fine, you know. Because when you think that you can judge that yourself, that will be an aza for the tefillah afterwards. But when you think you can judge that yourself, I look at myself and say, okay, you know, I have a point which is interesting. I think that point is a ganz gute point. I think the Boreh Olam could be interested in that. Then you don't know what means the Boreh Olam is interested in something. He looks through and through. That's what you're saying by the tefillah. He looks through and through, and it's very scary. But you hope and you daven that there will be one point in your life which the Boreh Olam will tell to himself, it's a good endeavor. It's a good investment in that boy, in that person. A good investment. Then you go through. Yeah? One point. It's the whole point of the Zichronis. You need one point, one nekude. They call that nekudes habris, you know. That's zeicher habris. But it's only one nekude. But this one nekude is enough to go through. But you have to find it. Now. You are the Boreh Olam has to find it. Now. This is a very basic thing that you are not looking that by yourself. It's like when you make an investment with a company. You know, you had once a chaver which wanted to had an idea of an investment. You know, once in a while you have a chaver of a idui yazav selzokte hotayav is a good rayon how to make money. You had that once. You know, it came to you. Yeah? You know that. And so before he made negotiations with people, how did he speak? Unbelievable, you know. Such a good idea, and it will work like this, and it will be like that. And you know, it's no question of a day or two, and he'll be a millionaire. And then you speak to him 3 or 4 months after he began to do that. No, yeah, nothing you want, yeah? You know that? So that's the difference. When he looks at himself, with all the bikoret, he wants to be a good businessman. He looks at himself with all the measure sticks, because he's a rational person. He looks at himself with all his own value evaluation to make business. Fine. It's a good idea. That works. But when he comes into contact with even other human beings, you know, and this good idea doesn't go over. And how we categorize, we can't agree, doesn't work, you know. So that's by human beings. So what will be
in the einayim for the Bira Olam, you know? The Bira Olam has to agree with you. So that is not so easy, that he should agree with me, you know? So that's very scary. So this is the scary point in the Zichroinus. But the scary point in the Zichroinus is not whether I was a tzaddik the last year. That's not scary. That's some yush. Yeah? When I would have to stand in front of the Bereulam and say, you know, I made so, I had now 365 years, days, which passed by, and I had to think whether I was a tzaddik. So first of all, most of the thing I did, I forgot, you know. And then the things I remember are also not so great. And then I have to stand in Rosh Hashanah and I have to really come to a conclusion that I'm fine, I'm Rubi Shchuyas, I go through that day. You know, I know. That doesn't make sense so much to me. It's not the point. The point is not this. The point is that you want to go through that that the Bereulam can be interested in you. Clear? That is the Zichroinus too. Yeah? Okay? So those are the Psukim. Those are the Psukim of Noyach. Those are the Psukim afterwards. The Nevi'im, the Ksuvim, you have to work on that. But this is the work you have to do. Was he?
Before we mention that, so we talked about Kushkov looks at Mesa, or Maoriish, if he's only looking for that one Kuda, so what's.
So what do you say what the Rabbein Hananel says, Beshem Yerushalmi? Schwer, so does the kasha of Rabbeinu Hananel, sei gesund. I don't have to be metaretz your kasha of the Rabbeinu Hananel. I'm only metaretz kasha on Reuven Leuchter. Okay, fine. Say then. Yeah,
what's the point of
the
saying?
If
this is happening without us, what are we doing by
it's tfile? Always by tefillah. You are mechaved that.
Without
you are experiencing that.
You are
experiencing that. You go through that reality. That's the way from you to relate to it. Yeah, when the Bereulam is done, you have to relate to the din. You can't say, he's done me, okay, so okay, I'll have a tea at home, you know, when time is done. I have to relate to the din. That's my relation to this whole sugya. I relate to that. Yeah,
is it important at all to look at your own meisim and try to figure out where the
Bereulam is? No. That's what I meant to say. You have to be aware of that. We'll have that. It's a dangerous endeavor when you make cheshbon hanefesh la'omek B'shas Rosh Hashanah, because you will be caught in your Averis, and this is the last thing you have to be caught in. On Rosh Hashanah, you don't say Averis, you don't speak about Averis, you don't say Vidui, you don't do anything, you know? And also the Arizal, but, you know, of course, all these Gedolim and Kubolim and all these things, but there is a reason why you don't say it, no? So please be a simple person the way I am. Don't know, you have to be better than me. But I don't say it and I don't think about it. So what shall I do? It lo mer po as ani gam lo khosheva. Yesh li maspik lasot ma shekatuf po. That takes hours, yeah? What it says over here. So I push it no time. I don't think that would feed you. I will do what it says, you know? No, but the Arizal says that behirur you have to, in Shofar, behirur, you have to think about Shofar. That's it, you know? You have to think about that. You have to think about this. But people have a lot of time. They have a lot of mental capacity. I don't have. Ich kenne nicht. Ich weiß, people are so much katuf. Ze lo katuf. Ze lo se etze. Lo choshev al averes sheli vashum davar. Ani choshev ma shekatuf. Ze lo kech hape zman. It takes a long time. Yeah? A lot of effort. So why do you have to make things not the way it says? Only because it's in yonim. Without in yonim. Look what it says. It's enough. That is such a thing which you could be overpowered for hours. I don't tell you you should daven Shmona Esrei for hours, Musaf Rosh Hashanah, but you could. Yeah? But it has to be in a way which is an experience. You experience that. Yeah? It's an unbelievable thing. Yeah, was she?
Without Kabbalah, without Inyanim, but just if we're going through the day and we're trying to relate to the fact that Kushbar was looking for that one Nakuda, isn't it natural that Chris is going to try to find that himself?
He tried to be careful to find out by himself. I don't see why you can, how you can't find it by yourself when you think the Bereulam has to look at it. I don't know what it. Then you don't know what means the Bereulam looks for it. It's a scary thing, but I can't tell the Bereulam, It's like this, that you would say, okay, I give you a good eitza. This is the good point. You know, the Bir Oilam will find it by himself, and I can't have these eyes of the Bir Oilam. But you know, that's what is going over me, and I'm very scared about that. This is the Shivroin Leiv, you know. That's the biggest schus. But you understand that this is a scary moment, you know. That's a schus. You know? But he looks for that. That's what he looks for. He wants to be interested in you, but it has to be for real. Shivroin Leiv, that's a schus to be. Saul says, everyone says that. Man de kai finished tight at Feimalia. Shivroin Leiv, this whole thing. Right now. It's not finished. We don't finish with that. When the Boreolam is interested in you, then you come to the Zoicher Abris, and you go, make up Solke, and then, wow, then you see something big. That's Ato Nigleiso Banan Kvodecho. That's Shefores. So the point of the Shefores is that the interest of the Boreolam in the Klal Yisrael is not only whether he is interested in me. He is interested in Klal Yisrael because he wants to reveal himself on the back of the Klal Yisrael. That's what he wants. That's a shofar. The shofar is this godless, when you want, or this purpose of this whole interest. It doesn't stop by you. He's not interested in you because of you. He's interested in you because that he wants to reveal his rotzen or his gilui on your shoulders. Yeah? That's what he wants. Yeah. And that's the shofaros. Yeah? So this is the shofaros, which is the thing which is shayich to Klal Yisrael. By the Malchus, it was shayich to the whole world. That's right. After Sir Kol Rishi Oretz, Kol Yeshu Sevel Kilachot Ichag Ober, Tishorak Aloshes. By the shofaros, Ato Nigleis Abanan, Kvedech Alam Kotshech Oledaber Imo. So the kol oilom cholu mipanecha. They were afraid, but they didn't hear the shofar in that sense, you know. So we by mishlish beis abayka vayikolis brokim kol hashem roilach rozim roi kol amroim es akolis. Yeah, parashu kol roil lifnei amelach Hashem tigu b'chay de shofar b'kesed b'chageinu ki chay kli Yisrael hu mishpat ele ke Yaakov. And then you say in our neshama kol neshama adi avodecha adivim kol shvleimor. Yeah, okay. Whenever I that's lost his love, it's a gilu, perhaps also for the whole world. We talk about Shefer God, but it's not for the whole world. Those are Jews. That's all. That speaks about the Shvatim, the lost Shvatim. Yeah, that speaks about the Jews. Be'etzem, Shefer is for us. Because the Gilui from the Bir Oilam is for us. He wants to be in his gale on our shoulders. That's what he's interested in. So that's your Chavaya. You go through a whole Chavaya, a whole experience, which begins with the Malchus on the whole world, goes to that he's interested in me, in one thing, which that's scary whether he's finding that. But then you are Muda. It's not only your personal life. Because this interest for the Bir Oilam in you is something of Gilui Shechina. That's what Shofar is. Shofar is a part of Gilui Shechina. Yeah? So, that's what Shofar is all. Shofar is put this interest for the Bir Oilam in a much bigger context. It's not only interested in me because of me, it's interested in me because he wants to be in his Galilee. That's the Chavaya. That's what you go through. And now, you have to know that this Rosh Hashanah, the Tefillah, is the point of the Tefillah. It has to stay a Chavaya. Be careful. You may not daven in a way that you are putting a mental effort into the tefillah which makes you cramped. It's a chavaya. And you may not think about your tefillah whether it was good or not. That's not the point. Because again, this whole moment of Rosh Hashanah is such a scary thing that you are standing in front of the eyes of the Bir Oilam, that all of your bdikas, whether you are right or you are wrong, you did well or you did not well, that's all pale in front of what's happening. It's happening in the eyes of the Bir Oilam. It's not happening in your eyes. So your whole introspection, was that now good? Did I say it right? This tefillah, did I say it right? That's not the right tenua on Rosh Hashanah. On Rosh Hashanah, the right tenua is Ashrei ish lo yishkocheko uven odom yis'ametzpoch. You have to just grab on to the Bir Oilam. You have to grab on to that maimed and try to go through with that holding on this thing. That's what you do. You hold on the thing. It's much above you. It is the eyes of the Bore Olam which look at you. You don't, when you build on that, that in a basic way the Bore Olam is interested in you, and on that background you ask your demand and you put your demand, yeah, for in front of the Bore Olam, then there is a place to think, did I ask in the right way? Did I do it in the right way? Yeah? Is it a nice asking? Was it real what I said? But when you are davening, and you know that the whole davening is expressing that he should be interested in you, this whole gavin changes. It's very sincere. It's a very uplifting and scary moment. But it's not a question of introspection within you. It's not a question. It's a question of trying to cup on that sugya. You try to live through this day. That's what you try. That is Basher Ushom. That is Im Zach V'Yosher Yisol Enemar Im Zach V'Yosher Ato Achshof. It's the way you are that you can create a matzav by the Bore Olam that he is interested in you. In this one nekuda, in one point in you, he's interested. But he's interested in you because you appreciate his Mahalach. You know that he wants Malchus Shomayim, and you know that the Malchus Shomayim and this Nikuda of interest for the Bore Olam is only there in the way that it should be a revelation from the Bore Olam, that the Bore Olam should reveal himself on your shoulders. That's the Mahalach. Eh? That's the Mahalach on his Malchus, Zichroinus, Meshuvos. But that's the way now you are creating the year. You see? That's because there's, when you think over what we said over here, then you see that there is not one thing throughout the whole year which is not somehow shayach to that. You know, it's not one thing. It's everything now. When the Bore Olam will say, aha, if I am take interested in that man because of these things, then take, the whole year stems from here. You are creating a whole year. You are creating a new creation, which is called a year. So you don't create a schus. You were a good boy on Rosh Hashanah, you were a nice boy on Rosh Hashanah, and you got a big schus, and that's where you got the good parnosa. It's the question of schus. It's a question of creating this interest for the Bore Olam. Yeah? You create that, and you see what's wanted from you. What is the zichroines? What is the sheforis? What's wanted from you? And that is the whole year. That you get the whole year. Okay? So I think it's very clear. Shmona Esra makes very sense. And it's a very sincere, but not tension. It's not this nerven. There's no nerven there. No. There are no nerven Rosh Hashanah. You are not nervous. Bichlal not. You are bichlal not nervous Rosh Hashanah. You are very sincere. But it's not a question of being nervous. Yeah? It's not a question. It's a question of being extremely sincere and knowing it's a shrekliche day. It's a day where you are looked at with the eyes of the Bore Olam, which you have no clue what that means, but you are aware of that. That he looks at you with his eyes, is it kedai to invest in that guy? And now that, what we'll speak perhaps next time, that which comes out in the Aser Zemetshuva, that you are have an opportunity to do maisim in order he should be interested in you. You can even do maisim in order he should be interested in you. That's what you can do, a salesman tshuva. That's a tshuva. That's a tshuva, Rabbi Yisrael. You do a little thing. Because this little thing is where he is interested in you. You know? That it's kedai to invest in you. He sees something moves by you. So then he's interested in you. And that's what you do, a salesman tshuva. You can create that. When you feel that Rosh Hashanah, this is under question, and we are all maximum bein on him. So then we have the opportunity of salesman tshuva to create such an interest. That's a salesman tshuva. Yeah? Okay, so I think it's very clear. Okay, so that I think is a good thing. We have less than a week for these tefillahs, and we have to prepare ourselves a little bit and to think a little about that. And I hope that we all, with these tefillahs and with that Rosh Hashanah, we should have a ksivah chasima tova for next year. It should be a good kibbutz shiur for every one of us. And Yirtzeh Hashem, the way you were deciding, Yirtzeh Hashem, 2 weeks around there will be a shiur. That means Erev Yom Kippur, Thursday night. There will be a shir over here, We'll speak a little bit about Yom Kippur, whatever it comes up, and that's it. Okay? A good year, I recommend you.